Hi, this is Christopher Perrin with InsideClassicalEd.com. You're about to hear an audio interview with James K.A. Smith, author of Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. In this particular clip, Jamie Smith speaks about the ways we can counter the power of secular liturgies like the secular liturgy of the college experience. Here's Jamie Smith.
So how could we prevent the I am Charlotte Simmons slide, so to speak? I think that's a really great question. There are a couple things come to mind. One is, a few things. First of all, just waking up to the realities of what's going on there. So not being Charlotte Simmons, which is thinking, oh, well, the university is all about the mind. I really want to learn. Therefore, she goes in completely inattentive to all the bodily ritualized temptations that go along with that. So in a way, I think just kind of showing people that there is a secular liturgy at work at the university is a first step to sort of defanging that. Secondly, you need to enact countermeasures, right? So what you have to do is you have to counter the liturgies of the university with counterformative Christian practices. So this is where I think it's absolutely crucial that the students who go to college, which is a very disruptive experience, and Christian Smith's work on youth spirituality has shown us how disruptive that move from high school to college can be. I think we need to help our young people find ways to get plugged into communities of practice that will sustain them to help nourish that. I think it's one of the real problems with Wolfe's novel is that he doesn't give Charlotte any connection to a community of religious practice that would have functioned as a countermeasure. And if Charlotte's coming from Sparta, North Carolina, and seems to come from sort of a Christian home, I would expect, actually, that she would have tried to find, although not necessarily, would it have gone differently if she was immersed in a different community of practice that was a counterweight and a countermeasure to that? This is why I think one of the things that the church should really be investing in or thinking about is not going to those schools, but what would it look like for us to create residential communities at those schools that would sustain a discipled life? I don't think Young Life and Campus Crusade are doing it. I don't think InterVarsity is doing it. I think it takes a bigger vision of a real residential community. You're starting to see around the country sort of study houses that are also residential, intentional communities. I think that would be a great strategy for dealing with that.
James K.A. Smith, on countering the powers of secular liturgies like the college experience by creating our own counter-formative liturgies. Additional clips of this interview with James K.A. Smith can be found on the web at InsideClassicalEd.com.